dispersing beetles all over town. So
yeah, don't want that. That doesn't sound
right.
Very fun.
So we have to be very specific about that kind of stuff. The other things that we've been doing are we've developed some materials to help homeowners know what kinds of trees they can plant. And this is something that we can do well before Emerald Ash Borer gets here. So if you have a yard, you're a homeowner, both City Hall and the library have publications that we've put out that help you understand what are the best trees for the Morris area. And you can be thinking ahead, planting a tree now, so that if you lose an ash tree in your yard, you've got something to replace it. Because on average, it takes 30 years for a tree that you plant today to give us the same benefits that a big tree mm-hmm. Gives to you now. Things like helping to cool your home, helping to block the wind, providing wildlife benefits, things like that. So we're trying to get ahead of that. We also, this spring, we actually gave away trees. In fact, I came and talked to you about that tree giveaway, right? Mm-hmm. And that was very successful. We had a lot of people who won it. We hope maybe we can do it again in the future. And then we also, as a city, we have grants so that we can buy trees. And every year we plant about 100 trees in public areas. People have perhaps seen out at Pomme de Terre Park in the campground. That's been one of the focus areas for our planting because there are lots of ash in Pomme de Terre Park, and we want to get ahead of that. But also along streets, and we've had people be really cooperative helping us water those trees and make sure that once we plant them for them that they survive. So in the short term, though, as Tom said, we want to make sure that people understand Emerald Ash Borer is not here yet. And because of where Morris is, we've got a nice protective zone of corn and soybeans around us that could keep Emerald Ash Borer out for quite a long time. But if people move firewood, so let's say you have a lake place someplace,
mm-hmm.
Either over in Pope County or Candiohi County or maybe to the north of us, and some trees die there and you think, oh, I'll bring this home and burn it in my fireplace. Well, for one thing, if you're in a quarantine county, it's illegal for you to move wood, like let's say from Pope County. Now, this is hardwoods. It's not like if it were a spruce tree or something, an evergreen, that wood is okay. But any hardwood, it's illegal for you to move it from, so let's say, Pope County to Stevens County because there's a quarantine.
Wow.
If you do need firewood, you should work with the person, either get it within Stevens County or work with the person that's supplying it to you to make absolutely sure where it's coming from. If you are just going to go camping somewhere, the maxim, burn it where you buy it or buy it where you burn it, is really good practice. So you don't move hardwood firewood around because you don't know if Emerald Ash Borer could be hitchhiking.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not have the ability to really, tell.